Today's daf is Ge'in Daf Tezvav, the last couple of lines of the first parak. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Chana Bas Eliyahu, dedicated by her son, Charles Mizell, a longtime listener. Again, in memory of Chana Bas Eliyahu, Le'ilui Nishma Sa. Okay, so we are now on Yud Aleph Amabez towards the bottom, and we're in the sugya of Holech Kischi or Holech Lav Kischi. When somebody gives an item to a shliach and says Holech, if he says Zechi, bizoche this on behalf of so and so, so then you know that it already belongs to so and so. That's Zachin. Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fana, which usually means it fully belongs to the recipient. But what if somebody doesn't use that lashon, but he uses the lashon of Holech, which, as we know, sounds like Shliach L'Holacha. Be molech this. Does that mean that the person should already own it, so to speak, or not? So that is the sugya that we are in. So the Gemara just quoted a brisa with five different shitos. What happens if somebody brings an item to a person and then the person died? What is the halacha? Does it go to the yarshim of the mishaleach or the yarshim of the lemishu shtalchulo? Is it split? Do you say shudu the daini? Do you say mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? All the different opinions that were quoted. So the Gemara suggested, and that's where we stand right now. We're up to the third wide line in the bottom. The Gemara just said, well, maybe the root of the issue is whether you say holek ischi or not. If you say holek ischi, so then it's going to go to the yarshim of the lemishu shtalchulo, of the recipient. If you don't say that, so then there's another reason that you still might say that it could go, and that is mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Even if you say holech is lav kischi, and maybe you're not sure, and that's why you would say yachloku, and that maybe you're not sure, and therefore you would say shuda de daini, which basically means do whatever the person wants. Those are all the opinions that were quoted. Just one or two points on the brisa before we move on and reject it. So I quoted yesterday, just at the end, I wanted to read it inside today, the Chashuk Echemed, relating to the case of the checks. Gvir gadol chilek litztaka chekim bali schumim gadolim. The gvir sent, gave checks to tzedakah organizations, and then he died. And the mishulachim wanted to know, can they be poed to the check-in? Because the children maybe were zoche, maybe in this case, maybe it goes back to the one who it was sent from. So he quotes, Nechleku aposkim, number one, in Manodya, Letztakav Amesim, Yarshim Chayavim Lekayim Nidro. First of all, it's a machlokas haposkim, the Beis Yosef and the Rama, whether if somebody makes a neder to tzedakah, let's say Rachmana Litzlan, somebody gets an aliyah, and then they're noder, and then after Shabbos they die before fulfilling their neder. So do the children have to fulfill the neder or not? So that is the, it's machlokas. The Beis Yosef writes that the Yarshim are mechuyav, and the Rama says no, the Yarshim are not mechuyav, the Rama in Choshem Ishpat, in Reishin and Beis, Misha Nishba, O Nadar Litain Laploni Kach Vakach, somebody makes a shvu or a neder to give to so and so Vameis, Velo Nasan, Yarsha Paturin, Vein Bazem, Misha Mitzvah Lakayim Devri Ameis. That's what the Rama says. And the Achronim explained that machlokas about whether no dilat staka, there's a shiba nechasim on the property or not. So what about here? So here, maybe you'd say that's the same machlokas here. If you give a check, is that a neder? And he quotes that his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, held that not. Even though may ikir hadin, the children yarshin the kesef, and they do not have an obligation, but there is an idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei, there's no shibud, but there's an idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and therefore, if they are gedolim, then the bezin can be kofel l'kayim. If they are ktanim, so then already mitzvah l'kayim, children are not mitzuveh in the mitzvahs of their father, so maybe you wouldn't be able to do it. Unless you say, and then he quotes, unless you say that a check is not just a neder. A check might be more than a neder. A check, bizman hazeh, has the status of money in certain ways, and therefore, one would, it's at least as much obligated as situmta, which is what's accepted to be a kinyan in bizman hazeh, and therefore, it should work for that, because it's more than a neder. And then the last paragraph he quotes, there is a machlokas, achronim regarding shmitas ksafim. If the love, kasher alove, nasan check the malve. If the love gave a check to the malve, but it was not cashed yet. So, is that considered, a loan that shmita will be mishamit or not? So, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman both say, no, that's considered gavui. That's Keder Muchzak. The check is basically in lieu of money, and therefore that's not called an outstanding loan. You could do whatever you want with a check. And he quotes that Rav Yashav wasn't so convinced of that. But either way, here he's noted to say that the checks already have been given, and the chovos, it's more than just a promise, and therefore it wouldn't be shayach to that machlokas between the mechaber and the Rama. And one final point, and that is in the last, the second wide line, and that's shuda d'daini. Shuda d'daini is a major topic, just to mention 2 points about it. That is what one of the opinions here in the Brisa, when you're not sure what to do, one of them says split it, yachloku. That's one way to break a stalemate. And the other way to break a stalemate is what the Gemara says in Ksubis, and right here, shuda d'daini. Let the dayanim do whatever they want to do. Shuda d'daini. So the question is, how far do you go in terms of shuda d'daini? Here it's not a daini. Here it's shuda the shliach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi here says what he says also in Ksubis, shuda. Fifth to last line in Rashi, Shuda Reos Einav Shel Shliach. Whatever the Shliach wants, Rashi seems to have a way that the Shliach has to try to figure out what he thinks. He sounds like, but he does not explicate as much as he does elsewhere. Tosfos here quotes Rashi elsewhere. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil V'Kan, Mikan Medakte Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Lefare Shuda Kamosha Bir Shakojis Berka Kosev. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't agree with Rashi that Shuda means what he wrote in Ksubas, where you have, a Shuda applies when there's an unanswerable suffix. It's a stalemate, it's unanswerable. What's the case of Shuda there? You have two documents that said Reuven sold Shimon this property today. And they didn't write what hour it was, so they both have the exact same Shibud. Right, when the day ended, they have the Shibud. So what's the halacha there? So Shuda d'daini. So the Rashi there says, Hainu, Tosfos quotes, Shidaktika d'ainis mihaya oev yoser, ul mihaya v'day tolite. You try to figure out, you know, who this person would have wanted to give to. You really try to use logic and umdana to figure out. That's what Rashi says there. Tosfos says, I think no. I think Shuda d'daini means totally arbitrary. Totally. That's what it sounds like. There's no winner here. So I can give it to whoever I want to. Yitin Adayin Lamisha Yirtze. And says Tosfos, you know what my raya is? This Gemara. The Shliach. There's no reason, or yes or no, more or less, that the Mishaleah should get it, that the Mishan Ishtachalo should get it. The guy wanted to give a present and he died. So Tosfos says there's no reason one way or the other. So therefore, I think this proves my shita that it is more arbitrary than Rashi thinks. There is an amazing lashon of the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, where on that sugya of Shuda D'daini, the Yerushalmi questions, what does the Yerushalmi mean? As many Yerushalmis, we don't have Rishonim on Yerushalmis, so we don't have all of the topics worked out. Says the Yerushalmi in the 10th parak of Ksubis, Shmuel Amar Shochta D'daini. A different lashon, not Shuda D'daini, Shochta, the bribe of Daini. What does that mean? Shochta D'daini. Says the Karban Aida, or we have a chronim, says the Karban Aida, the Habezdin Nosin Laeza Shayirza, who Shochad Ladayan, Shemutr Lito Shochad Mimi Shayirza Litin Loasada. Whoa. Says the Karban Aida, Shochta D'daini means it's totally arbitrary, like Tosfos says, but even more extreme. They could even accept bribes in order to do it. That, the Prey Moshe there doesn't say that. That's a Chiddush Din. Is that really, you would at least say, maybe it's a Gzeira. If you take Shochad here, you take Shochad there. Either way, but that is the language of Yerushalmi, and the Karban Aida takes it literally. Okay, back to our sugya. So the third wide line. We had 5 different opinions here, and we said maybe the root issue is Holech Kischi or Holech Lav Kischi. Answers the Gemara on the third wide line, no. You could say that there is no machlokas about Holech Kischi. Lo, Bibari, Dekoliyama, Lo Pligi. If it was a healthy person giving the gift, so then everybody would agree. Koliyama, Lo Pligi, everybody would agree that Holech is Lav Kischi. Right? You didn't say zochin. You didn't say be zochin, it's on behalf. So everyone would agree that it should theoretically go back to the Mishaleach. Because holech is lav kischi. Why are there so many opinions? V'hach of mayaskinon, b'shchiv meira. The machlokas is because we're talking about a shchiv meira, someone on their deathbed, who beplukta der ablaza v'rabban and kamiflagi. The machlokas is the machlokas of the Mishnah in Mesechas Baba Basra. Ditznan. Hamachalik mechaz of alpiv. If somebody is distributing his property at the end of his life. Alpiv means he is not just letting it go to Yerusha, but he is divvying it up before he dies. Right, Rashi, Alpitza va'aso, mechalek nechasav lebanav. Right, he's divvying it up. He's not just splitting it up equally. So if somebody's mechalek nechasav alpiv, Rabbi Elazar Omer, echad bari ve'echad mesukan. Rabbi Elazar rejects the whole idea of shchiv meira having more flexible halachos. The whole idea of you're worried about Tirif Hadas, that he's not going to be able to be calm. So he rejects all that. So Rabbi Elazar holds, Echad bari ve'echad mesukan, whether it's a healthy person, whether it's a mesukan person, whether it's a shchiv meira, doesn't matter. Nechasim sheish lehem achrayis, nechasim that we call karka, that yeich lehem achrayis, niknin bekesef ubishtaru bechazaka. Normal kinyanim are needed. Like the Mishnah Kiddushin says, kark is nikna with one of these three ways. V'she'en lehem achrayis a nikna mele b'mashicha. And metaltalin require mashicha. Rabbi Elazar says, there's no special dispensations for a shchiv meira. And therefore, as we'll see, the deus in our brisa, that hole that it goes back to the mishaleach, is because no kinyan was done. And they hold like Rabbi Elazar, v'chachamim omrim no, eluva elu nikna ba'amira. No, they are both types of items, whether they are karka or metaltalin, are bo nikne ba'amira when it comes to a shchiv meira. Why isn't chalipin mentioned here? We mentioned chalipin yesterday. It's the universal kinyan. It works for both karka and metaltalin. Okay, it's only listing off the kinyanim that are unique to each one. These are for karka, these are for metaltalin, and the chacham say, no, it's all ba'amira. Amrulo, and the chacham even said to Rabbi Elazar, Maisa be'iman shal b'nei rochel, shahaisa chole, the mother was a chole, the amra tinatein kevenati lebiti, she said, give my brooch to my daughter, give it to my daughter, v'hi b'shnei maser mana, and it was a significant amount of, worth a significant amount of money, but Maisa she dies, v'kimu chacham mestaval reha. And the Chachamim were Mekayimer words. So you see, she didn't do a Kenyan, and you see that the Chachamim acted based on the dispensations of Shchiv Mira. Answer, Amar Lehem, Rabbi Elazar says, don't bring me any rayas from the mother of B'nai Rochel. Amar Lehem, B'nai Rochel, Tikbarei Mimeim. Let their mother bury them. What does that mean? It's basically just a Lashon of a curse. Lashon of a curse that these B'nai Rochel were Ovrei Avera, what type of Avera did they do? Rashi quotes from the Gemara elsewhere that they allowed thorns to grow in their kerem, and there are some shitas, or Belezer holds, that is kilayim. Because thorns are edible to camels, it has the status of ochel, and therefore it is kilayim, and that's why he said, they're mekaimei kilayim bekerem. Right, kilayim is not only usher to plant, but it's usher to allow it to grow in my field, kilaya kerem, and therefore they're rishon anyway. So don't bring me any rayas from what the chachamim did in that case. Good. Says the Gemara. So now with that machlokas, we can explain the entire brisa. There's one question though. The Achronim asks: just because somebody doesn't follow halacha means you can do whatever they want with their money? So they didn't follow halacha. They were kaib kilayim bekarim. So that's why the rabbis would paskin against them. You know, why is that automatic? The Bach asked this question in Choshen Mishpat in Reish Chav Ches. Right, he quotes from the Regensburg, Rabbi something Regensburg. Mehechem atzinu b'shemishvil sheover al divrei Torah mutar ligzol mamono shepasku adin shebelo bedikduk. You had to just not paskin properly. Somebody doesn't keep an area of kilayim. What does that have to do with other areas of halacha? So he explains that in Chinami, dehech ein biyadenu, just like Bezdin in the days of old would be kofeh on mitzvahs asay and maybe even on a mitzvahs los asay in certain cases. But if Bezdin doesn't have that power, then they can use other means that they have in order, not just in terms of punitive, but in terms of trying to bring them back and help them understand. Again, this was the days of the Gemara where there was more flexibility. This is not Bizman Hazeh using extra legal ways just in terms of Didi Mamadis, but at least in the days of the Gemara, this is more common. So this is the root of the Bryce's discussion. Not Holech Kischi or Holech Lav Kischi. Maybe everybody holds the Holech Lav Kischi. The issue is whether Shechiv Meira is different. So Tanakama, Rebbe Elazar. Tanakama holds straight like Rebbe Elazar, meaning Shechiv Meira has no special halachas, and therefore it goes back, the Tanakama held, it goes back to the Yarshe Mishaleach. Rebbe Nasan, Rebbe Yaakov, Nami, Rebbe Elazar. They also hold like Rebbe Elazar, Afagav Demis, Lo Amrina, Mitzvah Lakaim, Devri Ames. They also, if you look back, they held that it goes back to the Yarshe Mishaleach. They don't hold the Mitzvah Lakaim, Devri Ames. And they hold like Rebbe Elazar, The Yesh Omrim, who said that it goes to the Yarshim of the one who is, it was sent to, Kerabanan. They're like the Rabbanan, so the Shechiv Mirah was Makna it. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Shom Rabbi Shim Rabbi Meir, Kereb Elazar. He also holds like Rabbi Elazar that it shouldn't go. The Kenya didn't happen yet. Umiyu, Hecha Demiz, Amrina, Mitzvah Lekayim Devar Yameis. But if he had died already, the Mishaleach, then you would fulfill it, because of Mitzvah Lekayim. Vachachavim Omrim Yachloku, Misafkelu. They're not sure who to Paskin like. Vikan Amru, and the Khan, the Shita, in Babel said, Shuda Adif. Rabbi Shimon Anasi, and they, Rabbi Shimon Anasi was brought to quote a Lamaisa example of where this came up. Good, finishing up. Ibailu. Rabbi Shimon Anasi. Nasi hu, o mishmei de nasi ka'amar. Right, we read it quickly yesterday, but that's not such a common Tana. There's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. What about Rabbi Shimon Hanasi? Who was he? Is this really somebody in the Nasi's family? He was the Nasi? Or is there like a word missing? It should be Rabbi Shimon in the name of the Nasi. Or mishmei de nasi ka'amar. So that's the question. So Tashma, what exactly did it mean? So Tashma, d'amar Rabbi Yosef, halacha, Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. So you see the brisa, v'adaiti b'alachad nasihu otakamar mishmei de nasi. It still doesn't help us. Teku. So we'll put it on the list to ask Mashiach, right? Who was the one that said that usually tekus are halachic discussions, but here it's even, we want to know the proper mesora. We want to know who was it in the brisa that gave this opinion. Period. Gufa, finishing up. U amar of Yosef, halacha Shimon Anasi. The halacha is like of Shimon Anasi. What did he say? Rav Shimon Anasi said, he was one of the opinions that said the Maisa, and then it goes back to the Yarshe Mishaleach, which mean that you don't say Mishalekai Devri Ames. Right? So that's what it sounds like. That's what the Gemara asks. V'ha'kai mulan, the Devri Shchiv Meirah kechsuv v'nechum misurin damu. But if we're talking about a Shchiv Meirah, so why don't we say it is given over? Rav Yosef, Muki Lava Bari. Rav Yosef would say no. Rav Yosef, who said that we paskin like Rav Shimon Anasi, would say it's talking about a bari, and that's why it does not go to the recipient. Avahar Yorli Yorshe Mishaleach Ka'amar, V'kayim La Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis, Tzni Yachzur L'Mishaleach. Okay, so you would change it, it goes back to the Mishaleach. Good. Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis is a major topic which we've already discussed a couple of days ago. If you remember, there are two major limitations that are paskin lahalacha, on the Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis. We had earlier the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held that Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis is only when it is hushlash biyad acherim. Right, that is Rabbeinu Tam back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the Tosfos. V'yod Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam to lo amrina Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis ela bedavar shel hushlash mitzchilo lakach biyad shlish. Remember the Gemara there. Quote, the Rishonim wondered why didn't that principle appear in that Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. So that's where the Rishonim come up with all different limitations. This Rabbeinu Tam was quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah L'kayim is only when there was something already done. It wasn't just words that were said, it was hushlash, it was already given over to a third party. That's where you say Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban had another limitation there, if you remember. Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis is only where he commanded them to do something, and not where he just said that he wished he could do something. If the person said, I want to give this to so-and-so, and then he dies, then you don't say Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis, according to the Ramban. It's only when the Ramban gave instructions to someone, please do this for me, and then he dies, that's what you would say Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis. Two limitations that we have. There is a question in the Achronim, the Machane Ephraim, again, one of the early Achronim, 1500s, deals with this in Hilchas Zechiah. He wonders whether Mitzvah L'kayim Devar Yameis is just that, a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mekayim. Or does that principle translate already into a kinyan? Mitzvah L'kayim, and therefore the recipient is somewhat, the recipient already owns it somewhat. How strong is that mitzvah? Is that a real shibud or not? Right, an afkaminuk is like whether ketanim, like we said before. If it's stam a mitzvah, then ketanim, we don't force to do a mitzvah. But if it's already a mixas kinyan, mitzvah l'kayim, so then even ketanim would be subject to it. That's his shaila that he quotes, that he thinks this is a machlokas rishonim. Well, let me show him whether this would apply to ketanim. He says the machlokas is whether it's stam a mitzvah, or you would go further, and it would even be a mixas kenyan. The Stechemer in Chelek Dalet has all you want to know about mitzvah lechayv divrei ames. As we know, the encyclopedia from the 1800s, the Talmudic encyclopedia, a lot of fascinating stories about the Stechemer. He discusses how far you go. What happens if you have been his topic in Biyorish Katan, that's what we just already said. What about by a Davar Shalom Bala Olam? Do you say mitzvah lechayv divrei ames? And now it is Bala Olam. Again, that could be a nafkamina. Whether it's a mitzvah or a kinyan. If it was a kinyan, and if it works through a kinyan, so then maybe if you can't do that kinyan when the person dies, then the whole thing falls away. If it's just mitzvah l'kayim, so then maybe you can have more flexibility in terms of its being effective. What about grandchildren? Is it dafka, an idea of children? What about grandchildren? What about, he discusses, Rachmana l'Tzlana ma'abed atzmo l'das? What about if somebody commits suicide? Do you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames there? He says, "Ba'asher echad shakasev tzava v'achrei kach lokach as nasho ide kines sreifa." Rachmana litzlan, right? He drank something after he wrote a will. V'yotzei chalatzav lo yechpazul l'shmo abakol lo lasos kasher tziva lahem aviyim. So the children don't want to follow what he said. Look what he did at the end of his life. Right, so do you say mislekan devar emes? Do you say shema titarif daito alav v'zeshai? Look, the whole idea is based on shalot titarif. This guy is already maturaf. Right, so maybe you wouldn't say mitzvah l'kayim. Aval bar mikol dein arlo kavet av midaraisa. What do you say? It's part of kibud av. V'yafal pikein is the potter here because he's not ose maisa amcha. A big discussion. But then he has another important principle. And he quotes this from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov, Yaakov Reischer, 1700s, always has fascinating tshuvas. The Shvus Yaakov at Kuf Samaches has the following case. Isha shachval eres davoy. A woman is on her deathbed. V'kodem mosa tzivsa v'karel abadeo b'doseha. And she called all her children around her bed and says, if there's ever any machlokes, children, I want you to go to so-and-so to decide the answer. So-and-so is going to decide any machlokes. Could you please do that for me? And they said, sure, mom. And she shook everyone's hand. T'kias kaf. And then she died. And then it turns out that so-and-so, I don't know if right away, or it turns out that he's basically an Am Ha'aretz, he doesn't know the halachas. And the children don't want to go to this Am Ha'aretz to decide all of their halachic questions. So do they have to? They did it to Kiyas Kaf for the mother, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Right, this is the discussion which the Shvus Yaakov breaks up into a couple of parts. Number one, do we pass Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames? Number two, do you pass Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames where it goes against halacha, possibly? Number three, do you say that a tkias kaf works if maybe it was only done because they didn't want her to be upset? But it's not that they really meant to do a tkias kaf, to go a handshake here. And number four, which is the important yesod, he says, maybe mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames only applies to financial issues. Only financial issues. That's where you find it in the Gemara. But maybe if it's other issues, totally different, you know, only daven in this shul. You know, only shop here. Only be nice to so-and-so. So maybe you wouldn't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Wouldn't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames there. And where do I have some related issues? You don't have to look in other Gemaras. You can look in the Torah, says the Shvus Yaakov. Last week's parsha, the brothers come to Yosef and say, your father commanded us, son of Pesha, please forgive us and don't take revenge. First of all, why do they have to go through the whole svara? Your father told us, and then please. What do you mean, please? If it's mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, that's it. Yosef's not going to do anything. Unless you say, it's not so simple when it comes to non-monetary law. Right? Assuming that the brothers held of the Torah, Achelo Nitno. He says, why did Yaakov have to make him swear? Carry me, period. Take me to bury me in Mitzrayim, period. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. No, he has to make him swear. He has to make sure he's going to do it. Just l'hashbia, right? So this is all part of this issue of whether we say it is mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames by non-monetary law. So again, that's a discussion there in the Shvus Yaakov. Okay, Ajulach Mevikama, Baruch Hashem, we finished HaMevi Get, and we get into HaMevi Get. Right, the same name for the first two Prakim here, Mesechus Gittin. I forgot to mention yesterday, just 30 seconds, the story yesterday about the two people that went, and the guy, one of the Rabbanim, that went with his friend, when he was asked by his friend, please help me out. He said, no, hit him harder. So there's one of the story in Shas like that. It might have... you know, gone up in your mind. There is the Gemara Nedarim that there was a similar case that was. That we had back on Daf Chav Beis, where Ula was going to Eretz Yisrael, and he was with two people, and come Echad Shachti L'Chavre. Right, and what happened? And then one of them killed the other one. And he says to Ula, how'd I do? Ula said, yeah, why don't you, you should have done even more. Right, so again, the Gemara there discusses, he must have been B'Sakana, that's why he gave that answer. Right, it's twice in Shas we have stories like that, where just because they're nervous for their life, Pashtus, they gave those types of stories and excuses. Anyway, just to mention that. Vayter. Now we are back to the first sugya in Maseches Gittin. Gittin, the first parak and the second parak, both begin with the same topic of Bifani Nachtam, and then it gets to other issues. So as we learned in the first parak, we went into other issues of Shtaros and Zechia and Shtar Shichur, and now the Mishnah gets back to this first Mishnah here, and the first discussion. And then before we get into general get issues, gets back to Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechta. So here we go. Hamevi Gemi Medidas Ayam Ba'amr Bifani Nechta, Avalo Bifani Nechta. What if they only said, Bifani, in front of me it was written, but it was not signed. And remember the Machlokas, Rava and Rava. And everybody holds like Rava, that you Takana was because of Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, you want Edom to be there to verify just in case the Baal comes and is Ma'arer, but Rava also had the issue of Ein Bekiyim L'Shma. That was the Machlokas, Rava and Rava. So what happens if you didn't do exactly like the Rabbanan said? You said B'Fani Nechtav, but it wasn't signed in front of me. B'Fani Nechtav, Avalo B'Fani Nechtav, or the opposite. Or b'fani nechtav kulo, u'b'fani nechtam chetzio. It was totally written in front of me, but it was only signed half. How do you have half a signature? Rashi says he saw one of the edim sign. Rashi, right? Echad min ha'edim. He saw one of the edim. That's called half. That's called half. B'fani nechtav chetzio, b'fani nechtav kulo, pasul. Lamaisa, if you didn't say everything, so then it is no good. Doesn't work. The Pnei Yeshua is mayor here, that in the case of I saw half, so why wouldn't that work? Don't we say the Shtar talks? So why can't you have one live witness here, you have one Shtar witness here, so why can't they join together? It must be, as the Gemara is going to talk about, you have to choose. You have to choose the paths that you're going down, how to kasher the Shtar. And therefore, you can't mix and match here, as we'll see the Gemara mentions. First part of the Mishnah. Next, Echad Rabbani Nechtav, Echad Rabbani Nechtam Pasul. If there were two people that came, we'll have to see the Gemara who actually came, who's holding the Shtar. One says Rabbani Nechtav, one says Rabbani Nechtam. That's also Pasul. Shnayim Omrim Bifaneinu Nechtav, VeEchad Rabbani Nechtam. What if two say Bifani Nechtav, and a third person says Bifani Nechtam? If one of them say Bifani Nechtam, that works. You only need one. But if two say Bifani Nechtam, one says Bifani Nechtam, Pasul. Reb Yehuda Machshir, in that case, Reb Yehuda is Machshir, because we will see that will not be confused with Shtaris Da'alma, as we'll see some of the Psulim in the Mishnah are because of that. Echad Omer Bifani Nechtav, V'shtayim Omer Bifaneinu Nechtam, Kosher. That's the only one that works. If one Eid says Bifani Nechtav, then you have two on the Chasima, that would be Kosher. Good. Says the Gemara, Sulam Ali, why do you need to say that it wouldn't work here if you didn't say it the whole full? Hatane lechada zimna. That was the first Mishnah. Ha, maybe gemi midiras ayam, sorach shayomer, v'fani nachtam, v'fani nachtam. What is this Mishnah adding? Ime ahi, hava minet sarefi lo amar kosher. You would have thought it's only a din lechatchila. But bidi evid will be okay without it. Kamash malan, we say no, it's even a din bidi evid. And the Ritva says the Hava Mina is even according to Rava, because Rov Sofrim already are Bekiyan. So we would have had a Hava Mina that it's only a Dilach Achila. Kamash Malan not. The Shar Mitzvah Balacha here, Kedarko Bakodesh, says, if you look throughout Shas, there are 30 times where it says the word Sarech. Sometimes the word Sarech means Lach Achila. Only Lach Achila you need. Here it says Sarech. And the Gemara says, I would have thought it's only Lach Achila. So he says that's true in 10 cases, but there are another 10 cases that Sarech means Bidi Eved automatically, and there are some cases that there's a machlokas about it. So there is no rule what the word Sarech means in Mishnayos. Right? We have at the beginning of Brachas, Adav Tezvav, HaKorei Shema Sarech SheYashmi LaAzno. If you say Shema, you need to be able to hear what you're saying, and that's a din Lach Achila. Oh, we find in Megillah, right? Sarech lemimrinu b'neshima achas. You see here, he has shas on his fingertips. We have the 10 sons of Haman, you have to say it in one neshima. If you didn't, it's okay. You still yossi the Megillah. So often we have the word sarech that means a din l'chadchila. But then you have sometimes that sarech means even b'di'eved. Sarech get shichrur. Right, we'll see later on. Tzarech vein lo takana. The Gemara in Nazir, tzarech lahaver taro rosho. He has to shave his head, the Nazir. There's a tzarech that, tzarech lefarit es haneder. Right, so you have tzarech that can mean even le'ikuva. But then he says, often, you don't have a clear din, but it's a machlokas aposkim. Right, we have the Gemara says in Brachas, also, about Birchas HaGomel, tzarech lo'oduye kame asara. You have to say it in front of 10, and that's a machlokas, whether in front of 10 is ma'akev or not. Or tzarech, he quotes by chalitza, you have to push your foot, before you do chalitza, you have to push your foot into the dirt. Tzarech lemitchasein lekare. Again, a machlokes. Or many different, tzarech by a sukkah yishana, tzarech lechadish badavar. Right, all of shas here. So, he says lemaisa, he quotes the shiur kness agdola, there is no rule. De'ein be'inyan zeh klal gamur. Hakol lefi masha mochiach ha'inyan. Yesh v'komos sheha'inyan mochiach shuh lechadchila, yesh mochiach shuh leikuva. And you have to know that some is a machlokas. So it's not, the Gemara is not saying here that the word tsarech always means a lechatchila, and that's what the Gemara is coming to teach me, but rather just the svara. Don't be madaik in the word, but it's just the svara. I would have thought maybe only the lechatchila. Good. So what the Mishnah say, if the aide says, if the shliach says, it was written in front of me, half, and it was signed in front of me, the whole thing, pasul. Hey, Chetzio, which half did he see written? He says, I saw half of it written. Ilema Chetzio Rishon, if he saw the first half written, V'yamar Abelazar, then that should be kosher. Afilo Kazabel Ashita Achas L'shva Shoveno Tzarech, right? We had this earlier. Even if you only see one line, that's all you should need. Elamar Vashi Chetzio Achron. Okay, you're right, the first one wouldn't have been good. It must have been the Chetzio Achron that he saw, which is not good enough. What does it mean, Shita Achas? So we already mentioned this then. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, what does Shita Achas mean? Shita Rishona, Sheba Shema Ish Veha Ishava Azman. The first line. The man's name, the woman's name, and the date. So what does that mean? Ask the Rishash, what's Rashi trying to say? Is Rashi trying to say you need all of the important information? But Rashi doesn't say that. Why? Because what about Harayat Muteras L'Chaladam? You can't have a get without that. That's also part of the Torah, part of the Iker part. So is Rashi just saying, maybe what Rashi says, some Rishonim say, maybe it means that, it means not the first line, literally, it means the first important part. Doesn't sound that way, says the Rishash. So maybe Rashi is holding, though, you need Miksas Torah. That's what, if you take Rashi's words literally, you need part of the important part. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. But if you look in Tosvos, he says, and this is what we just quoted back in the first parak, Tosvos back on Daf Hey, Tosvos, the last Tosvos in Hamabase, Tosvos says, Pirish Shalor Royal, Ashita Rishona, the Mistama Simu Lishma. Sounds like from Tosvos that it's not a din of having part of the Torah written Lishma that you saw. It sounds like the beginning. The beginning! Beginnings, as long as the beginnings are Lishma, like we have elsewhere, Kala Osel Das Rishona Hu Osel, says the Rishash, it sounds like Tosfos understands this line about Filu Shita Achas as a din of, if you saw the beginnings, then you can assume the rest was done Lishma also. Rashi sounds like, no, it has to do with the Torah. It has to do with part or all of the important part one has to have witnessed. Okay, either way, that's a discussion of Rashi and Tosfos. Next. The opposite. What if he saw the whole thing written, but he only saw half of it signed? That's puzzle. The Gemara now is about to say, even in a certain case, it's also puzzle. What's the even? We're going to have three pshatim in the Gemara. What is the extension of the Gemara? Even in this case, you say puzzle. What's the even? Number one. Amar Rav Chisda va'afilu. Shnayim me'idim al chasim bas yad sheni pasul. Wow. Well, person comes, it has, if it was written in front of me totally, and I saw one aid sign, and then you have two aidim on this other aid. You have regular kiyum shtaris on the other aid. Right? You have two aidim saying that that's this person's signature. Even that does not work, says Rav Yechizda. My time, because you can't mix and match. O kulo b'kiyum aget, o kulo b'takanas chachamim. Remember, kiyum aget means there's a special din of kiyum shtaros. There's one of three ways to be mekayim the shtar. Either to have two witnesses testify about these signatures, or to have the two witnesses themselves, or to have another shtar. That is one din. And here in Gittin, we have a special leniency, because of Bishabi Guna, Kilube Rabbanan, that the Shliach himself can say Befarni Nachtam, Befarni Nachtam. So Rav Chisda says, you can't mix and match. If you have one Shliach saying about this signature, and two other people saying about the other one, it does not work. What is the svar? Is there a svara for that? What's the reason? So if you look at Tosfos, he remaskal okulo, the second one. Tosfos says, because if the shliach knows that he's not the only person being relied upon for everything, he's not going to be so medakdek. And there's a good chance that he's just going to mess up and not realize everything. Interesting psychological. If I know that I'm being relied on for everything, then I'm going to make sure I do it well. If I know that it's teamwork, so then I'm not going to do it all. That's Tosfos. If you look in the other Rishonim, if you look in the Ritva here, it sounds more fundamental, that you have two different drachim here and you can't mix and match. If you look in the Gilyan Marsha, Shlomo Eger in the back, he says, look in the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Mem Dalad. What did the Trumas Hadeshen say there? The Trumas Hadeshen there discusses, are you allowed to have different materials for different tzitzis? Let's say on your tzitzis, you have a certain type of beged. So he says, Talish Almeshi, you have a silk beged. Do you have to dafka put silk tzitzis, or can you put it even mixed up? Tzemer and meshi. So he has that suffix. And guess what? This suffix is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes, Yeshlis topic. Are you allowed to have your tzitzis made out of different materials? Or do you have to have all your tzitzis from one material? So the Gilyan Marsha, by having that comparison, sounds like it's a more fundamental question. He's saying it sounds like two different things can't go together, or they can't be mitzurah. It's not just like Tosfos that, oh, he's not going to act, you know, properly because he knows he's not being relied upon. Two ways of understanding this line of the Gemara. Either way, that's the first opinion, Rav Chisda. Maskev la Rava, is that really true? Is that really true that if he testifies about one signature and you have two witnesses on the other signature, it's not going to be good? Mi kamidi, di lu amar chad kasher hashtadika trey pasul. If this aide would say it himself, he would testify about the other signature, it would work. So now you have two witnesses, and it doesn't work? It's very difficult, Rav Chisda. So Ella Amar Rava says, no, I have a different extension of the Mishnah. Afilu hu ve'acher me'idr achasibas yacheni pasol. If he's involved, not that he knows nothing about the second signature, but it wasn't befanai nechtam, but he could testify about that signature with someone else, even that's pasol. My time, why? It can get mixed up with another type of star. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes from Maseches Ksubas Daf Chaf Aleph Chaf Beis. There is a principle that in Dine Mamanis, when there are two Edim that are testifying for me, it needs to be that each Ed is giving me 50% of the information. That's the halacha, b'sheidim yachem davar. It can't be that one aid is giving me 75% and one aid is giving him 25%. So there's a case there about two aidim, one of them died, so the aid that's alive is testifying about his own signature, and he wants to be one of the two aidim that are going to verify the other signature. The Gemara says no good. Because then Lamaisa, it comes out that he's giving me 75% of the information, no good. So that is why here too, says Rava, in our Mishnah, by get, even though that whole principle only applies by Dini Mamanis and does not apply to Gittin, if we would allow in this case for the eight to say Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam, one witness, and be used to verify the other one halfway, that would be like 75% of this Xera. Asi Lechlufe, in that case, that's why we don't allow it here. Rashi here, and others ask, why is that principle only by Dina Mamanis, about the aid giving me 50%? Maybe it's by getting two. Whenever you need two witnesses, you have to have 50% of each one. Rashi says no. Rashi says, without explaining it, he says it's only by Mamanis and not by get. The Tosfos HaRash here, though, comes in the clutch, and he says he gives a fundamental svara. He says, let me explain. He says, when it comes to Dini Mamanis, you could really say, let's say there's 100, so one aid is allowing you to collect 50, and one aid 50, you can basically split it up and say that. He says, Davka gabi mamon mischalik lachatsoye nulurivin linyan piron shayich lameimar nafik nechi riva, meaning 75% from one and 25% from the other. But by get, it's all or nothing. It's not like, oh, she'll be 50% divorced. No, she's either divorced or she's not divorced. When it comes to money, you have the idea of increments. You have the idea of how much is owed. But when it comes to get, you don't have that. Aval gabei edus haget she'eino mischalik lachatzoin ubechisaron ma'at nifsal kol ha'edus. Even if you have 99%, it's nothing until you have 100%. Until you have krisus, afila ravia shening radiat inacher mikri shaper chatzi davar. That's why meikra did says it was a rush. You don't have that problem here, so it's only a gzera mishum dine mamanis. So that's the second shot. What is the Mishnah saying? Even if you have one aid saying b'fane nechtam, one signature, and the other signature, he could testify that that's so-and-so's? No, good, we won't allow that because of the gzera of the 75%, 25%. Says the Gemara now, Maskav Laravashi. That also is somewhat shocking. Mika midi, dilu masigle, ihu, lakule dibura, kasher. Hasha diika chad bahadi puzzle. Do you ever have a case where if he would say the same, the whole thing, if he would be alone, so then he would be kasher. But if he is with somebody now, he's puzzle. It's ruined because there's an extra aid. When do you ever have that? Say, Alam Ravashi, is Ravashi gives a third pshat. Afilu Omer, Ani hu aid sheni puzzle. What if he says, this signature was signed in front of me, and I am the second aid? That's puzzle. My time a why. Okula b'kiyam aged. Okula b'takadis hachamim. As we said, you have to do one or the other. You either have to have it all through the special leniency, meaning b'fanei nechtam, or through kiyam shtaris, meaning, and you need both witnesses to say that. Right? You can't, as the Tosas read here, also emphasizes, you can't mix and match halachic mechanisms. And if you have, you could go down this path, you could go down that path. But you can't do both. So we have the three dais in the Gemara. What is the Mishnah? What is the extension of the Mishnah that even in this case it's possible? Again, either it's even if you have two witnesses on that signature, even if you have one witness on that signature with this aid also taking part, or if the guy says, I am the second witness. Those are the three. So now let's see. Says the Mishnah Tanan, b'fanei nechtav kula, b'fanei nechtav chetzi apostle. Right, that's the case of our Mishnah that we're talking about. Ida chetzi hechidami. So he says, I only saw one signature. So what edus do we have? What's the Mishnah's case that's talking about apostle? So ilei medalechem kamasa dalei klal. Is it that we have nothing on that other signature? Then that's obvious. It's obvious going to be puzzle. Hashta eid echad omer befani nechtav. The echad omer befani nechtam. In that case, the high kamasa dakuli ksiva, high kamasa dakuli chasima, puzzle. If the Mishnah says in that case is puzzle, where you have testimony on the chasima, chesio mi boy. So if that's what this line is talking about, you have zero edus on that signature, it's going to be kosher. Of course it's going to be puzzle. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about here. So what is the Mishnah including? Says the Gemara, Ella o kidarava, o kidaravashi, falafuke midarav chizda. The Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is including a case of a chiddush, but mistama, it's the lesser of the chidushim. So we have three suggestions here in our Gemara. Rav Chizda is the most mechudash. Even if you have two witnesses on that other signature, it's going to be puzzle. So Gemara assumes that the Mishnah wouldn't be alluding to that chiddush. Because the Mishnah would have to say that explicitly, if you really meant that. So if the Mishnah is including a case of psul, it must be like either one of the other suggestions, like Rava and Rav Ashi, and not Rav Chizda. So the Gemara is assuming this is a question on Rav Chizda. If the Mishnah really meant that shita, so the Mishnah should have explicated and said it. So the Gemara says back, meaning like the principle of Ein Lecha Ba'el Chidusho, meaning you should always limit chidushim, or tafasta meruba lo tafasta, any of those principles. So Gemara says back, wait a minute, Amar lecha Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, what do you mean? The Mishnah itself is problematic even according to you. Ula taimech, b'fani nechtav, avalo b'fani nechtam lamali. Why would you even need that case where you don't have anything on the signatures at all? Even according to you, you want to say that these other extensions are included? But once you say b'fani nechtam, lo b'fani nechtam, then nothing wouldn't be needed anyway. So, Ella, Lozu Avzuktani, Hakanami Lozu Avzuktani. No, you don't look at any line of the Mishnah in light of any other line. Every line can be teaching you something else, and therefore that line can be teaching me my case of two Adim on the other signature, puzzle as well. Period. Amrav Chizda, new section. What does this Gemara have to do with what we were just talking about? We were just talking about putting together two different edim. So now, me'inyin le'inyin, but also inyin. Amar Rav Chisda, can you put two parts of a wall for a halachic wall? Right, not exactly a straight comparison, but this is Shas. Amar Rav Chisda, Gidur Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha. And Rav Chisda was talking also. The Rav Chisda in terms of connections. So Rav Chisda says, if you have, let's say the pashtas, Rashi says, you have a ditch that is five tefachim deep, and on the edge of the ditch you build a five tefach high wall. So now, if you are in that ditch, you have a ten tefach wall, or not. Is that called a Rishus Hayachin? So Rav Chisda says, no. Ein mitzarfin achiya okulo b'mechitza okulo b'gidud. Right, it's one or the other. You need all wall or all ditch. Right, one or the other. Dorash Maremar, Gidun Mechamisha, Mechitza Chamisha Mitzarfin. Vilchel Mitzarfin, Maremar argues, he says, no, and we paskin La Halacha, that in that ditch is called the Rosh Hashayachid, you have a 10 tefach wall surrounding you. Tosfos here, the Pnei Yeshua here, all discuss that you find many areas of Halacha where sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, and you have to be mechalik between different areas of Halacha. There's Hilchas Shabbos, there's Hilchas Sukkah, there's Hilchas Kinyan, right? There's all different areas, and you don't have to have the same rules in all of those areas. Shabbos, we quoted back in months ago, Shabbos, Reb Chaim, Shabbos is a din of Hekef Makom, Sukkah is a din of Mechitza, right? You have to know exactly in which context what is required in that context. But Tosfos here discusses that there are many, how could Rav Chisda say that it's not Mistarev? There are many areas in Hilchas Shabbos where it is Mistarev. So an easy answer could be, here, maybe we're not talking about Hilchas Shabbos. We're talking about another area of Halacha. Okay, in any case, so Boyelfa. So let's ask another question about combining. Yadayim tahoros lachatzon o eitahoros lachatzon. Can hands become tahor in etilos yadayim halfway? What does that mean? Hey, Chidami, what does it mean halfway? Ilema takam mashu betray me revias. Is it that could two people use a revias of water is the minimum that you need to wash from? What if you have two people washing from one revias? So each are getting half. Let's say you have two people put their hands under the cup at the same time. Does that work? That's a shaila. So that can't be the shaila. Why? Because we know Betharis that does work. Vatznan, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Yadayim, as you would have thought, Vahatznan, may revias notun liyadayim le'echad v'afil l'shnayim. Of course that works. So ve'ela, so what's the question about lachatzoin? Ve'ela tekamashi chada chada yadei. Wait, so you want to know if you could wash one hand at a time and then another hand at a time? Do one after another, but that also works. Hanoto yado achas b'netila v'achas b'shtifa yadav taharos. The Mishnah even says if you do one with netila and one with tevila, you wash one hand and you stick one hand in the river. So, and you're assuming that that's done one after another. So that also works. So surely if you do two with Natil, it's going to work. So again, that can't be the question. So what exactly is the question of the Gemara? So Ve'ela, we're just going to stop in the middle of the conversation here, because it goes over. Ve'ela tekamashi palga palga diyade. Could you wash half of your hand and then wash the other half of your hand? Whatever part of your hand has to be washed, let's say up to the knuckles, you wash halfway up to the knuckles and then wash the other half up to the knuckles. So does that work? And the Gemara says, well, for sure, that doesn't work. It's got to be all or nothing. So we're still stuck. We don't know what the case is of the question. We don't know the question of Ilfa. What is he asking? Whether Torah's lachatzon or ain't Torah's lachatzon? Because still, you can't wash half your hand. We're going to stop here because I just wanted to mention one other source. The Chashukei Chamed here discusses, it is an interesting question. What happens if you're at a wedding? You're at a wedding and you come out of the bathroom and you're going to the sink to wash. And then at the same time that you're going to wash, somebody's coming from inside the meal to wash for the tefillah you're dying for the suda. Who has kedima? Who are talking about Netilas Yadayim? Does the person coming out of the bathroom have kedima, or the person washing for Netilas Yadayim have kedima? There's a separate child which he doesn't deal with. What if you come out of the bathroom and you have to wash, and you're washing for bread? Could you use the same, what do you do first, Asher Yasar, Netilas Yadayim? Separate question. But he deals with who's Kodem. So which would you have said is Kodem? L'chora, I would have said, and he says L'chora, the person washing for bread. He's doing a mitzvah. When you come out of the bathroom, it's not Bishom mitzvah, it's just Bishom, you know, your hands are dirty. So I would have said, and which do you make a bracha on? Of course you make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim L'suda. So of course that's the one that goes first. But then he says, maybe not. There's no pressure that he has to wash at this second for the meal. But he has Ruach Ra on his hands. So maybe to get the Ruach Ra off his hands, he goes first, right? The more Ruach Ra you have, the first second. Vadas no senes, sharishon yitol zeshi yazim etzakise, meyacher v'asur lahashos tumal atzmo. And then he says, oh, which one? He says, and by the way, this only Shiloh, which doesn't really fully answer, is only if they came at the same exact moment. Right. Avalam Zesha Roteli told Yadav Lesuda Bakoda, the guy who's washing his hands for Suda comes first, then for sure he goes first. And maybe, sometimes you have, you know, you filled up the cup. You're like, oh, please, please, here, take it. Maybe that's even a zilzul of the mitzvah. If you have it in your hand and you're giving it to him, he's not doing a mitzvah. He's just removing, you know, the, removing the tumah. Anyway, that's his question about which goes first. He's noted to say that if they both come at the same time, the guy from the bathroom should go first. That's what he's noted to say, because the Ruach Ra should be removed. Either way, that is Netilas Yadayim, and which one is going to go first. Okay, well, I'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue again. Today's Shia was sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Bas Elio, dedicated by her son, Charles Mizels. We thank you for the sponsorship.